Classic Hits, K-Wing at 106. It is time for Chamber Chat on this Monday morning. I've got the Executive Director of the Red Wing Area Chamber of Commerce, Michelle Larson, joining me. And Michelle, did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. How about you?
I had a great weekend as well. Lots of baseball. And we won in Hastings.
Wonderful. That's awesome news.
Yes, it is. But last week you had a lot going on, including your hype event. It was a golf event. So tell me how that went.
That was a great event. So we had a bunch of groups of young adults out golfing and enjoying some networking and met some new faces, which is always fun. And just wanted to remind people, you know, hype is helping young professionals emerge. It's a group that was formed under the Chamber of Commerce just to help young adults in the community get connected with each other and learn more about the community and businesses. So at any time, you know, people can, you know, join this group. There really isn't a deadline. So if anyone's interested in being part of that, we do lots of different fun events, but also educational things too. So it's a good balance and a good way to learn more about Red Wing.
Absolutely. And something else that a lot of people noticed last week are the new bronze sculptures around town, and you're going to have a grand opening celebration for those.
Yes, these sculptures are beautiful. Big shout out to the Red Wing Arts and Downtown Main Street for really organizing all of this and the city for helping them put it all up, because these are really stunning. People have been loving walking around, enjoying them already, but Downtown Main Street and Red Wing Arts are having a grand opening celebration for the sculptures, and that takes place this Wednesday, so June 30th, right before the concert in the park, which is featuring Salsa del Sol, and they're wonderful too. So I encourage you to be there for both of those festivities. But the public tours will start at 6 o'clock, and then there's an opening ceremony for the walk at 6:45, and that's in the Banshell, so same spot where the concert in the park is held afterwards, and then music starts at 7. So a really, really wonderful way to celebrate these sculptures. They're going to be here for a year. A couple are permanent, and they're just, they add a lot of wonderful character to downtown.
You know, the Humpty Dumpty sculpture, I actually know the artist who makes those. I've known her for a real long time. I worked with her son back before I was even in radio. And it's really cool to see one of her sculptures here in Red Wing. It is Joan of Art, if you ever want to check her out. But also, coming up next Friday, July 9th, you've got AM Espresso.
Yes, AM Espresso for July is taking place at the Red Wing Outs. It's sponsored by Red Wing Outs Lodge and Venture Networkers. And that, you know, runs July 9th, like you said, from 7:30 to 9 a.m. And lots of networking and delicious breakfast items that'll be served, and learning more about Venture Networkers and what the Elks Lodge is up to as well. So to register for that, you can either visit our website. There's a link on there where you can register online, or you can always give us a phone call at 651-388-4719 or email Marion at frontdesk@redwingchamber.com.
Michelle, you said that you've got some good news about Hiawatha Land Transit. It's resuming in Red Wing.
Yes. So Hiawatha Land Transit, the overall, you know, public transportation system that they run, has been kind of on a hiatus since COVID, and they are resuming their normal routes beginning today, actually. So they have been, you know, as I said, suspended for a year, and really excited to see them back to their normal operations and have this back in the community as a good public transportation option.
And Michelle, let's wrap things up with the River City Days Parade. It's coming up very soon, and you're still looking for participation in that.
Yes, the River City Days Parade takes place on the Sunday of River City Days, which is Sunday, August 9th. And that parade obviously is not successful if we don't have a great unit. Then, excuse me, it's Sunday, August 8th. I knew I would get the day wrong. but it is a great showcase of the community and a great way for people to get together. I was just at the Water Ski Days Parade yesterday, and there was a ton of people And, you know, you could tell that people just really wanted to get out and enjoy each other and festival atmosphere again. So the parade, like I said, we are looking for units. Any business, organization can participate in that. So definitely get a hold of us if you would like to have a unit in the parade. We would love to have you. And you can, again, call us at 651-388-4719, or you can always shoot me an email, michelle@redwingchamber.com.
And Michelle, this is your last week to be a sponsor of River City Days as well.
Yes. So anyone, any business, organization can sponsor River City Days. In order to receive those full benefits, it's really important that you get your sponsorships in early, as, you know, printing material and all of that will be getting produced here in the next week or so. So if you want to be a sponsor and ensure that you receive all your sponsorship benefits, you are welcome to be a sponsor after the fact, but just know it might be a little more limited on benefits. But definitely get a hold of us and get your name on that list so we can give you all the sponsorship benefits you deserve.
Michelle, we're so excited for River City Days. Can't wait for it to happen. And thank you for all that you're doing getting this planning started. And we will talk with you next Monday at 8:45 for another update.
Sounds great, Ava. Thank you.